Let us again start from the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yezayin Amid Beis, to get into the sugya. Taninen Lohode Tana Rabono. The Mishnah is a rayim to what we had learned in Abaraisa. Shaimrim Letuma Kale, the Chiddush of a Shaimer, that it's mitztaref to be mashlim the Shia, that was only said l'tumekale by a tumekale by tumas oichlim the zadin shema. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Ha'ir v'atzomis the mitzdarfen l'tamei tumas oichlim. That is zadin siruf l'tumekale. Shemrim l'tumekale v'loy shemrim l'tumechamure. But by a tumechamure, there's no din shaymer. Shaymerim l'tumme kala minola. How do we know that there's a din shaymer by a tumme kala? The tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel. Al kol zera zerua asher yizoreya. It says in the posik that from the Rehitas Loshen Aposik we can derive that if a sheretz will fall on a zera, asher yizoreya. It's very interesting. The Posik is telling us it fell on a zera that is oimed lizriya. And that's mekabel tumah. Now, there's a zera that's oimed to be eaten. There's zera that's oimed to plant. A zera that's oimed to be eaten, you will not attempt to eat the zera till you take off the klipa chitzayne. It is not edible. Kozman, the klipa chitzayne is out. If you want to plant a zera, so then you don't have to take off the klipa chitzayne. You could plant the zera with the klipa chitzayne on it. Now the posik tells us that a zera zorua asher yizoreya, that afulu a zera that is oimed lezriya, which in other words means you have the klipa chitzayna on it, is also mekabel tumah. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that it is a din of kabbalas tumah, and we'll see later in the sugya, means that it's mitzarev to be mashlim the shia. So here's the makor that is a din shomer, the klipa that is a shomer on the zera, is mitzarev by a tumekala. Chito b'kliposo k'derech shebnei odom meitzin lezriye. The way one is meitzi yazera lezriye, that means with the klipa chitzayne, the pasuk is telling us it is mekabel tumah, and this we'll see, that means it is mitztarev to be mashlam d'shir in order to be mekabel tumah. So I learn now from here, chito b'kliposo, usa'oira b'kliposo, v'adashim b'kliposo. Let us again see Rashi. Tanina b'masnisen, do'ir atzmoi, ein mitztaref l'kizayis d'nevela. We learned in the Mishnah that the din, that a shomer here is mitztaref to be mashlim the shir, that was only said by a tumekala, that a machel, if it doesn't have the shir of kabbalas tumah, the shema will be mitzarev to be mashlam the shir of kabbalas tumah. But if you have oir of a nevele, which this is a tumah chamure, so there the oir will not be mashlam the shir. Tanina masnisen doir atzmayene mitzarev likizayis the nevele. Aval gav the shaymerim, even though oir is a shaymer, but a shaymer is only mitztaref l'tumekale and not l'tumechamur. Lahod etana rabbonon, so a mishnah zarayim shaymerim yesh l'tumekale. There's a din shaymerim l'tumekale she shaymrei ha'oichel. something that's a shema of an oichel, mitztafen lechabeya letumas oichlem, and it's mitztarev to the shekebe letumas oichlem, avoloi lekezayis the nevela. But the shema is not mitzarev to make a zayis of a nevela. She tuma chamure. A nevela is a tuma chamure. Letama is odom vekelem. Now how do we know that a shema is mitzarev by a tuma kale, by an oichel? It gets a shir kebeyem to be mekabel tuma. Al kol zera zerua. Legabe tumes oichlingsiv, this is speaking about tumes oichlim, and it says that they're mekabel tumes. In fact, Rashi, a pertinent question, va'af agav, da bohu kro toiruksibe, this pasuk says if a sheret falls on a zera, zerua, shei yizoreya, it is toir, taimi mishum delei huksha, because this pasuk is speaking about there was no Hershem Mayim. Mayim did not fall on it before the Sheretz fell on it. The Samach lay, because the next pasuk is Vechi Yutan Mayim Al Zera, the Hulshar Tomeyu. So this pasuk also seems to tell us that a Zera Zeru Asher Yizoreya is Mekabel Tome, even though it's Asher Yizoreya. So now Rashi says, klipa hu shema loichel. The klipa is the shema loichel. Vihi klipa hachitzoina, this is the outer covering. Hachaifa oisa ba'ida shibailas. That means when the kernels of wheat are growing, so there's a outer covering that is the klipa of the kernel. And this is a shayma. It's not roi lachila. So this is a shayma. Avol hanoi sheres kshekoisishon b'machteshes. The bran, which is also a sort of a covering, and that falls off when you grind the chitim. Oichel gamahu. This is an oichel gamo. Midisnan lekamom. This is an oichel, and this I don't need any posik whatsoever. This is an oichel, v'shteitzach, this is a mitzaref, a mashlem. V'isnan lekamon hamalai shebishi bolim lehavi shoyma. It says over there that the outer husk of a kernel of wheat, so there's a hairy like growth that grows out on this outer husk, which is called zikan hashibolus, the beard of this husk. So hamalai shebishibolim. So we learned later this hairy growth lehavi shoyma. The hair alone is not a shoyma. Michlal, let us see the Shita Mekabetzes, the Klipa Chitzayna Havi Shema. The Klipa Chitzayna is a Shema. And that's what I learned now from this posseg, that a Shema is Mitzarev Lekabotum. V'chein Adashim, Ois a Klipa Shadashe Chavuya L'Soicha. She'ein, now, where does it say that we're speaking about the Klipa? She'ein makpidin oleho bishas zriye. When a person plants kernels, he's not makpid to remove the klipe, ele bishas achile. He only removes the klipe when he wants to eat the kernel. So that is the limud. The limud is that the zera is mekabel tume, even though it's in the matziv, what one uses it to plant with. In other words, that means even though it has a klipa. So the klipa is the shema of the kernel. So the posik is telling us that a shema, the posik is telling us that a shema is mitztarif to be mekabel tume by oichlin. That is what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Now let us go further to the Gemara. So there is a din shoima by a tumma kala. That means gabi kabola stume, that you need a kebeya in order to be mekabel tume. If you have an oichel that's less than a kebeya, and you have a shoima on this oichel, you have a klipe, or you have oir of boso, and you have a shoima on this klipe, and together the shoima with the machel are the, have a shira of a kebeya, so the shomer is mitzaref to the basar to be mashlam the shir, and it's mekabel tumah. That is by kabbalas tumah of oichlam, and that is called a tumah kala. V'loy shomerim l'tumah chamura, but a nevela, which is an ava tumah, if we'll have a similar case, we'll have a nevela's metame bekizayis. If you'll have a nevela that is less than a kezayis, together with the oir and this besar nevela will be a kezayis. So there we do not say that the shomer is mitztaref with the basar to make a kezayis and to be metame a tuma chamura. V'loy shomerim l'tuma chamura. There's no concept of shomerim by a tuma chamura. Minolon, how do we know this? The Tanu Rabbana. It says, Anoigeya b'nivloso. B'nivloso means the Bisar Hanavela. Anoigeya b'nivloso. So this is Amiyut. When is one Tomei if he touches Nivela? V'loi ba'oir shein olav kizayis bosa. But if you have oir that does, together with less than a kezayis bosa, together it will add up, together it will add up to a kezayis, so it does not have a teiras kezayis nevela, and it will not be metamet. So here we have a miut that is no din shomer by tumas nevela. Now, let us continue. Yochel Anegeya kineged boso meyachoyra v'lo yeitome. Now this lochayre is a stira to what we just said till now. The Gemara understood, I was speaking about that a person had poches mikizayis nevela, and he touched the oil, lo yeitome, so I would think it's not tome, Talmud loyma, yitmo. Like the Gemara, my comma, what are you saying? He just said, that there's no din shoima if there's less than a kezayis boso, and the oir is mashlim, it doesn't have a din of kezayis nevela. And now you tell me, it says yitmo, yochel hanegeh keneged boso ma'achoir of a person touches the oir, which is the achoir ya'boso, I would think it's not tome, tamaloy me yitmo is tome. So my comma. Omarove, so Rove said, Va omri lo kidi, chesuri mechsere vohochitoni. There's missing a few words in the Baraisa. This is what it should say in the Baraisa. Binivloso. One is only mekabel tume from a nevela, if he touches the nevela. Veloi boir shein olav kizayis boso. Voir mashlimai. But, if you have less than a kezayis of bosa, and the oil, which is the shomer of the bosa, is mashlim to a kezayis, so that I have a miyut b'nivloso, you have to touch a kezayis. You need a kezayis of besar nevela to be metameh. The oil cannot be mashlim the shir kezayis. So then the Baraisa continues, Yochel Shani Moitzi Af Oir Shiesh Olav Kizayis Boso. Now what if you have a Kizayis Boso, and you have a Shomer on this Kizayis Boso, and you touch the Shomer. So over here, I'm using the Shomer not to be mashlim the shir kezayis. I have a kezayis boss already. I'm using the shomer that when I touch the shomer, it's kilo, I touch the boss. That's bemisin the din of yodois. This is the din of yodois, which the din is if you touch, we're gonna soon have this halacha. That is the din of yodois, that if you touch a yad of a machel, it's mekabel tumeh. If one oichel touches the yad of a machel, it's mekabel tumeh. Keilu I touch the machel. So now that is a din by yodois. Yochel shani moitzi af oir sheyesh olav kezayis boso, anegei keneged boso mechorev yochel lo yehei tome, vafilu maise yad nami lo yovit, tamad loima yitmo. So what did I learn now? I learned now as follows. I learned now that there, a shomer has two dinim. When it comes to a tumekale, which means tumas oichlim, so if I have a shomer on a machel, that means I have oil surrounding bosel, to be mekabel tumah, let us say. So there the din is, that's the case of our Mishnah. Ha oil is mitztarif letame tumas oichlim, that's the case of our Mishnah. I have Bosor toyer. The bosor is less than a kebay. Less than a kebay is not mekabel tume. So the Mishnah tells us a shomer of oichlin, a shomer is mitzurif to be mashum de shir kebay, and it will be mekabel tume. I consider ki ilu I have a kebay of oichlin. In this halacha, we learn out from a posik, which is speaking about the klipa of a kernel of wheat, and the pasuk is telling us you look asher yizoreya, you look the matzav of the kernel, how it looks when you plant it. When you plant it, you do not necessarily remove the husk. Va'afal pikein, it's mekabel tumah, and the Gemara learns that it's mashlim the shear of a kebeya in order to be mekabel tumah. That is a din of a shomer that is mitztaref to an oichel to be mekabel tumah kala. That means a tumas oichlem, which is harishin letumah. Now I have a miyut beniv loso. You touched the besar nevele, and this is a miyut beniv loso v'loy ba'oir. You touch the shomer, you are not Tomei. If you touch the Shem, you are not Tomei. And that, the Gemara says, Lefi Emes, there are two, it matters. If the Bisar Nevele is Pochis Mikizayis, Nevele is Matama Mikizayis, if the Bisar Nevele is Pochis Mikizayis, and you want the Oir to be Mashlim the Shir, to make a Kizayis of Nevele, there the halach is anegeya benivlosa. You have to touch the nevela, a kezayis of nevela, in order to become tummy. You touch a pochis mikezayis of nevela together with oir, that's gonish mit gonish. The oir of a nevela is not mashlim the shir kezayis to create a tumis nevela. But I have a second halach. If I have a kezayis of a nevela, but I didn't touch the besar nevela. I touched the shema, and that I have a posik of yitmo, that a shema has the same halacha as a yad. We'll be learning the hilchos yadais soon. A yad of an oichel. If you touch the yad of an oichel, that's tomei. So you mekabel, one oichel touches a yad of an oichel, so that oichel is mekabel to me. So memele you'll touch a shomer of a nevela. If you have a shekel size of a nevela, so the negeya will be mekabel to me. These are the halachas we learned till now. Now let us see Rashi. My koma, reisha ktoni v'loy boil. Rashi on Kuf Yedayin Amid Beis, next to the last line. My koma, so we have here a problem, is a stir in the baraisa. Reisha ktoni v'loy boil. You touch a oil. Alma, the Alma Lab Nevela Mikri, that the Oyer is not called Nevela. Upochis Mikazayas Lab Shiuriu. But the Tome, Tony, then it says that's Metame Meachero. So the Gemara says no. The Reish is speaking about Vo'oiro Mashlima Lekezayas. Va'ashmiinon Den Shoyme Mitztarif Lutumis Nevelas. Here it's coming to tell us the Miyat Benivlo saw that you need a Kezayas of Nevela and the Oyer cannot be Mashlim the Shir Nevela. Yochel Shani Moitzi Shanegeya kineged haboso lo yehe tome, that if a person, if I have a kezayis nevela, I would think shanegeya kineged haboso lo yehe tome, that he shouldn't be tome, tafilu maise yad, the clear gills and the sheet besses, the yehe tome, tafilu maise yad, lahachnis ulahoitzi tume loinavid, that a shomer should not accomplish what a yad accomplishes. Since it was nismayit that it's not mitzurif, afilu teiris yad oichaloinahevilei, so it shouldn't have hilchis yad. The shim noga yad haoichalatomi bedover acher. Because the loch is by a yad is the mnoga yad ha oichel ha tome, an oichel that's tome. If a yad ha oichel touched something else, yafina lakaman, the meitzi and tome mina tome letoya. We learned that if you have a machel tome, and the yad of the machel touches another machel, so the yad is meitzi tume from the oichel tome to the next oichel. So, but that's aloche bayodes. Vahai shomer lav yadu. A shomer is not a yad. We'll see later exactly what a yad is. Ushmi rosoi loit. I would think that would it's a shema. Since I see there's no din shema l'tzdarufe, so I would think there's no din shema lohitzi tume afilu lachshiv is yad. Talmud loyma yitmo. So here I learn yitmo that a shema by a tume chamure, if you have a shir tume, so the shema has a hilchis yad that it's moitzi tume. So if you touch the shema, you'll be mekabel tume from the besar nevela. But you will now the next mishnah will see clear what a yad is and what a shema is. We'll perhaps elaborate a little on the lumdus of a yad and a shema. Tanan also, we learned a mishnah in Uktzin. Kol shohu yad v'loy shomer. Something that's a yad and not a shomer. Tomei umetamei ve'enoi mitztarif. It's tomei umetamei ve'enoi mitztarif. Let's just go a little further and then we'll see Rashi. Shomer, a shomer, v'af al pi she'enoi yad, tomei ומתמי ומצטרי, לא יד ולא ישוימה, לא יתומי ולא ימתמי. That is the Mishnah, and now let us see Rashi, and we'll perhaps get a greater clarity in the halachas we are learning so far. Kol shehu yad. A yad means this is used as a handle, as a oifen achizet. So Rashi says, Etzem she'ein boy moyach, uberoishoy ha'echet bosa. Now let us understand what Rashi is saying. You have a bone. Now, if inside the bone there's marrow in the bone, so then that is called, so the marrow is an oichel, and the bone is a shema on the oichel, so then that has a din shema. We're not talking about shemrim now. We're talking about a bone without marrow. They have a bone without marrow. On top of the bone, there's stuck a piece of meat. Now, you have to realize this is a very convenient oifen that the Rabbeinu Shlomo made that I can eat this, that I can eat the meat now. I hold the bone in my hand and I bite off the meat. I'm not saying it's proper etiquette, but let's go. But this is an oifen. This is an oifen. How this is a shimush of the oichel. This helps me eat the oichel. So this is a handle. This is a yad to the oichel. Now, kol shuhu yad. So Rashi gives a moshul. Etzem she'ein boy moyach. You have an etzem. There's no marrow in the bone. So the bone is not an oichel. There's not a shoyma to the oichel. Uberoi shoy ha'echot boso. But on top of this bone, there's a piece of meat. So this bone is a yad. So there's a din tomei umetamei ve'enei mitztarev. Now let us see what each halacha means. Tomei. Im hoya toher. If the meat was toher. V'noga hayad b'sheretz. Now I have this bone. Now this bone mitzat atzmoi is not an oichel. The bone mitzad atzmai cannot be mekabel tum. If we take away this bosom, there wouldn't be any bosom attached to this bone. I take this bone and I, in 20 shots and touch it, it's toyer, the bone. The bone is not mekabel tum. It's not an eichel. An eichel is mekabel tum. This is not an eichel. It's not a keli. It's not mekabel tum. Now, but the, I'm speaking about a case that the bone had on top of the bone, there was a piece of meat. So therefore, this bone had a shimush of a yad. This bone is a handle to the oichel. I eat the oichel through the bone. Now, this bone touched the sheretz. This bone touched the sheretz. V'noga hayad b'sheretz. And the yad touches now the sheretz. Machneses tumma lo eichel. So the eichel will become tumme. Ta'af al gav de ihu lav eichelu. Even though the bone is not an eichel, mekabel tumme ka eichel atzma, it's mekabel tumme ka eichel atzma, you're going to come back to this Rashi soon. That's called tumme. So that means the bosa will become tumme. Case number two, umetamei. Im oichel tomeihu. If the boso was tomei already. The boso was tomei. I had a kebeya of boso on this bone. That's tomei. Now the bone touched an apple. Not the boso. The bone touched the apple. Im oichel tomeihu. Vinoga yodoi. Now the bone touched an apple, a tzedek apple. Metamoi, the bone is metame. So a yad, through a yad, the boser becomes tome. Through a yad, the boser is metame. But the bone will not be mitzdarev lechebeya, means that if you don't have a kebeya of boso, so it's konish mitkonish. You need a kebeya of boso to be mekabel tumme. You need a kebeya of boso to be metam acherim. If you don't have a kebeya of boso, it's konish mitkonish. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention the Gedolei Achronim, the Tiferes Yaakov, the Stifler, Abochonam, speak about a very lomdish shaila. There is a din of yodois. We just learned that at a yodoi, a yad is mevi esatume, it's machnis esatume, it's moitzi esatume. That means if the bone touched the sheretz, it's mevi esatume. If the bone that the boss's tummy will touch an apple, it's moitzi esatum. It's machnis a moitzi. So what is pshat in this? So you can learn two ways from it. One often you could learn, Be'emes, a yad is not a noichel. It's not a noichel. If it's not a noichel, it's not mekabel tume. So it's not mekabel tume, so there's a gvaldike chiddush of yodeis. What is the chiddush of yodeis? So you could learn pshat, the chiddush of yodeis is that a yad is a vehicle to bring to me and to be mighty to me. But the yad alone is garnished with garnished. I mean, that's a meridike chiddush. So now we have basar toher, was attached to a bone, in the bone touches a sheretz, so it's maybe a satume. It brings tume to the basar. But it's not tume, it's not an oichel, so it's not tume, it's maybe a satume. Or the other way around, if the basar is tume already, and the bone will touch an apple, the apple will become tame, because it's a vehicle to be mitzi yesa tume. But mitzad atzmoi, it's not tame. Or you can learn that the chiddush of yodais is that since this is mishamish the oichel, it's not an oichel, but it's mishamish the oichel. You eat the oichel with the bone. So the Torah says it has a din oichel lekabel tume and letame yachayim. That's the chiddush of yodis. The chiddush of yodis is that since it's a yad, it's a nitpal to the oichel, so it has dinay oichel on it, even though beside its own characteristics, it's not an oichel. It doesn't have the qualifications of a neuchel, but since it's nitpal to a neuchel, it gets a dinoichel. So it gets a dinoichel. So now when a sheretz touches the bone, you know why the basar is tomei? Not because it's a vehicle to bring to me. The bone and the basar, it's all one unit. It has a dinoichel, so I touched a neuchel, so it's mekabel to me. It's a neichel that's mekabotum, it's a neichel that's metame. These are two ways you can learn. Agavuche, the stipler brings down from someone, the Mekir Boruch, that cleared, so, we'll see this other nafkaminis, but he cleared what will be a nafkamine, l'maisavineshvi, if the yad touches something, it becomes tome, if the yad touches a sheretz, the basa becomes tome, hazalom this. So he says, amuridik anafkamine. Anafkamine, the halacha is, a person is not allowed to bring a dova tome in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to be machnas a dova tome in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mekir Boruch declares, what if I have a piece of meat that is tome, and I bring the yad, the etzem, into the Beis HaMikdash. The meat I'm holding outside. But the yad I'm bringing in. Am I allowed to do this, yes or no? So if you learn that a yad is a vehicle, it's not tomei. Gesunte heit. You can bring vehicles into the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not bringing it over tomei. But if you learn that the chiddush of yodis is that it's a nitpal, that even though mitzad atzmoi, it doesn't have a shem oichel, but since it's a nitpal to an oichel, it gets dinei oichel, legabi kabolas tume. So I'm sorry, it's tume now. It's a dava tume. So you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. So this is a chakira, which the Stifler speaks about, the Abu Chanan speaks about, the Tvereshakir speaks about. Now, let us be a little erlich. Let us go back to Rashi. When Rashi spoke about Yodais, the Rambam Weistois claw the second way. The Rambam says that it's a Yad is tummy like the Oichel. The Rambam Weistois, even though it doesn't have the qualifications of an Oichel, it's Mekabel Tumah like an Oichel. Let us look at the Lashon of Rashi. Tomek, this is the last Rashi where the lines are still wide. Tomek, im hoyo toyer, if the meat was toyer, the noga hayad b'sheretz, and the yad touches the sheretz, machneses tumo
le'oichel.
So this lashon is mashma very much. It's a vehicle. As she says, noga yad b'sheretz, machneses, so brings tume to the oichel. The av al gav the iu lav oichel hu. Now let's go further. Mekabel tume k'oichel atzmoi. Now all of a sudden it seems Rashi switched the lumbus. But it could be that the Teferes Yaakov brings the beginning of Rashi, doesn't bring the end of Rashi. But al kaponim could very well be that this Rashi is not gefelach. Rashi means to say a yad can be mekabel tume like an oichel. That means it can receive tume. There's some things that can't receive tume at all. You have an oichel that's not mukshel. So a sheretz can touch it 20 times. Nothing happens to it. There's no din kabolas tume. Here Rashi means just like an oichel can be mekabel tume, a yad can also be mekabel tume. But the kabolas tume means it can receive the tume. It's just like this kabola soichim, so you mekabel the tume. But it doesn't remain there. It's just a vehicle that brings it in. So that what Rashi says, mekabel tume k'oichel atzmoy, Rashi does not say it's tume k'oichel atzmoy. It's mekabel tume, it can receive the tume k'oichel atzmoy. And let's see the next Rashi. So koshu yad tume, the oichel is tume. Umetame im oichel tomeihu, if the oichel is tome, v'noga yodoi v'oichel toher, and the yad touched an oichel toher, metamoi. So here this is a part of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say too much, but the yad touches an oichel toher, it'll be metame. V'einoi mitztarif l'kebeya. So that is the first aloch. So the first aloch in the Mishnah in Uktzin is, kol shohu yad v'lo yishoymer, tomei, if the yad touches a sheretz, the oichel will become tomei. Umetamei, if the yad from a oichel tomei will touch something else, it's metamei. V'heine mitztarif l'kebei. Now it says, v'chol shohu shoymer, something that is a shoymer, that means you have, let us say, a klipa of an egois, let's say, that's a shoymer. Or Rashi says, chol shehu shoymer af al pi shein yad, kegoin oir shekenegdo. This Rashi is a different marshal. Rashi says you have the oir of bosa, so the oir protects the bosa. Oir shekenegdo kezayis bosa. Afopi she'ein ayat, Roshu Shem afopi she'ein ayat, Oyer kegoin oyer shekenegdoi kezayis boso, Tome imoyo toyer, mekabel tume umachniso le'oichel. Now, this Rashi, as we have to understand, is a very shver Rashi. Rashi says, Oir shekenegdoi kizayis boso. What is pshatn kizayis boso? By tumas oichlim, either you hold in either kebeye, or it's mekabel tumah bekolshu. There's no shir of kizayis. The whole shir kizayis is by nevela, the tami acherim. So that what Rashi says, Oir shekenegdoi kizayis boso is, it's very difficult. So the Masha is the Kashi. Masha is the Kashi and the Sashi. So he says, "Lagabi tumis nevelis meforishochi." That's good, because I is boss. But gabi tumis soichel, boy, Leboy Bosa Kebe, okay. Okay, the Masha is on this Rashi, the Rashash also on this Rashi. Al Kaponim, this is not a Poshet Rashi. Kein Oyer Shekenegdoi Kezayis Bosa. Tome, im Hoyer Toyer, Mikabel Tome, Umachniso Le'oichel. Here again, Rashi seems it's Mekabel the Tome, and it brings it in to the Oichel. Umetame, im Hoyer Oichel Tome, Vinoga Shoimroi Betoyer, Moitzi Shoimer Asatume Mizeloze. Now here the Loshna of Rashi is Zicha Mashmet's a vehicle. Here Rashi says that if the Oichel was Tome, and the Shoimer touched something else, Moitzi Shoimer Asatume, the Shoimer takes out the tume. If the shomer is a long tume, so why do you need that? It's moitzi. Moitzi shomer es tume mize leze, from this oichel to another oichel. And then it says also that a shomer is mitztarif. A shomer is mitztarif, if it doesn't have a shir kebeye, it'll be mitzav to shir kebeye. Lo yad v'loy shomer. But what if you have something that's not a yad, not a shomer? Kigoin seyo, a hair. Let's see the side. V'chatichas boso b'roishoy. That means you have a hair of an animal, and there's some boso attached to this hair. And now, so this hair we have to understand is not a yad. I wouldn't advise to eat the meat by holding the hair, because that is not a convenient way of eating the meat. So it is not a yad, it's not a shema, so it's garnish mit garnish. Oy etzem dak v'kotten, or you have a very thin bone, shemachuba boy oichel, that is an oichel attached to this bone, v'niroi li ois yad. It can't be a yad, you can't use it as a handle, machmas ktonoi. So then it's not tome yemitame. Fine. So now we have here a Mishnah in Uktzim, and from the Mishnah in Uktzim, we just now learned Hilchis Yodais, that a Yod is tome umetame. It's not a Shomer. A Shomer is tome umetame umetzarif. You were talking about tume soichlim. And if it's not a yad and not a shema, so it's nothing. Leitame, v'loy metame, it's not mitzvah. Frag the Gemara, yodois heiche ksive. Where does it say such a concept that there's a din yad? Samur de kazach. That means we have to appreciate this chiddush. You have a bone that's not an oichel. It's not an oichel, and it touches a sheretz, and the oichel becomes tome. Either it's a vehicle, or it gets a din oichel, agavi kabbalah's tome. But where did you see such a thing? Yadais heichik sive. So the Gemara says, Amayra de Kazach, when we learn Chumash, there are perhaps many words which we don't understand the significance of the words. So let us see how Chazal understood, how Chazal learned Chumash. V'chiyutan mayim al zera. Now he was speaking about that you were a machshir zroim. V'nofal minivlosam olov. And now a sheretz fell on this zera that was hukshir. Tomei hu lochem. Now we have to understand, if we'd be Elach and we'd be teaching Chumash, so when it comes to Lochem, if Talmud would ask the Rebbe, what do you need the Lochem? It should have said, Tomayu. What's the Lochem? The Lochem seems it's Tomayu, it's Tomay, finished. Tomayu Lochem? What's the Lochem? So Chazal Darshan from this Lochem, Lochem Lochol Shebetzorcheichem L'rabois es hayodois. Now let us see what Rashi says. Tomei hu lochem l'chol shebitzolcheichem. L'chol dovo shohu tzoyrech lochem bo'oichel hazeh. If v'nofal minivlosam olof, the sheretz fell on it. Not only did it fall on it, or it fell al kol dovo, it fell on something shehu tzoyrech lochem ba'oichel hazeh. It fell on something that you use for this oichel. You use this to eat this oichel. Akel tomei. So it's also tomei. Arei lecho, that's pshat de lochem. The lochem is telling us, not only but if it fell on something that is a use for you, for now the Gemara brings another din yodais by nevela, a nevela that is metame. Uchsiv v'chiyomus min abeheima. Asher hi lochem, lochem lochol shebetzolcheichem, l'rabois es hayodois. Now, let us see what Rashi says. V'chiyomus, so again it says, v'chiyomus by nevele, hareyad lohoitzi. So here, now what are we speaking about now? We're speaking about a bone that is attached to Kezayis of an Avela. Bone is attached to Kezayis of an Avela. And someone touched the bone. And the bone is not an Avela. So the din is that there's a din yodais by an Avela. Lohoitzi yes atumen. That when you touch, it's a vehicle to be mighty the tumas nevela. So if you touch the bone, you become tummy. V'chiyomus areyad lohoitzi. The nevela lav basachnose by nevela is not being machnes tume. Shatume migufe the tumes nevela is from itself. V'yad dechsiba litmuye achiniksit. Yad is litmuye achin. Fine. So now the Gemara brought two psukim that is adin yodis. One din yodis it says by Tumas Oichlin. One din yodis it says by Tumas Nevei. Now let us continue with the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Yad lahachnis ulahitzi. Now the Gemara the vial held is a din yodis, and the din yodis works both ways. It'll be machnes tume, it'll be maitzi tume. Shaymer, lahachnes ulahoitzi leitzorichko. Now, a shaymer that is not a yad, oir of bosa. So a shaymer, lahachnes ulahoitzi leitzorichko. Kalvachoyme miyadosi. I can figure this out, a kalvachoyme from yad. Uma yad she'eino megino. A yad which is not megin on the machel. A yad only helps me, it's mishamish the machel. Machneses umaitziyom. Shoyme loy kolshkein. So shoyme avada gewiss should be machnes umaitzi. So now, shoyme de kosav rachmone lomoli. Now, this is the beginning of our sugya, al kol zera zeirua asher yizoreya. We learned that the husk of a kernel is tamei. So what is it coming to tell us? If it's coming to tell us that if the sheretz touch the husk, that the kernel will become tamei, I don't need a pasuk for this, it's a kal v'chaimah. Madach ayad is machnis tume, sa shayim ezicha machnis tume. U ma yad shayna magina machnes is a meitzi shayim alei koshke. Shayim ade kosav rachmona lomoli, Shmamino letzareif. So this pasuk is coming to tell us that a shomer is mashlim the shir of kabbalas tumim. That's what the pasuk is coming to. That means so now we can be elach. We learned in the beginning of the sugya that we learned that shomrim letumekale, that it's mitzurif. How do we know this? We know this from this pasuk al kol zeres iru asher yizreidet is a din shomer. And the pasuk is not telling us that it's maybe machnis or maybe, because I know this al kol vachemer from yodeis. So al kol chok this pasuk is coming to tell us that it's mashlim v'shir, that a shomer is mitzarev. Let us see what Rashi says. Yad lahachnis alohitzi. Kloim areilonu yad lahachnis the tumes oichlim. I see by tumes oichlim it's mekabel tume to a yad. V'yad neveila lohitzi. And by neveila it says there's also din yodish lochem, and that's lohitzi. Yishayme de kosev rachmona lahel mekol zera zeirua lomoli. So Kochav, the pasuk by Shem, is coming to tell us that it's mitzurif. Fine. So far so good. Shma mino letzarek. Now, before we go further, let us just see the three taisvism on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Shomer letumekala minolon, the tonne dve Rabbi Shmuel. So now we'll appreciate this taisus. Olahoitzi lahachnis leitzarech. I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a shomer's moitzi amachnis, the mitame, the miyadnofik, kedamasik. This is where we're up to now. Bechiyitzarech, so there's a new pasuk now. By shomer, this is coming to tell us, letzilo. Chita bikli poso. Now the Gemara says, so the Gemara seems to say that it's coming, zera ashei zoreya, how it is when you plant it. So that means a chita bikli poso. Poho da omar besoif ksubis, chita shenikpero aruma. The Gemara in Seif Ksubis says something very interesting. Gemara says in Seif Ksubis, emadoch achito, that is nikbar aruma. When you plant a chita, it doesn't have any levushim. When it comes out of the ground, it's lavush many levushim. A tzaddik, that's nikbar belevushim. Avad the givis, when by trias ameis, mulzicha come out with levushim. The one makes a kalvachema, a tzaddik from a chita. Al koponim, it would seem from the Gemara that chita nikbares aruma. Our Gemara says that you plant a kernel with a clip on it. It's not a rumen. That's a siskash. Vod ama besayif ksubis. Chita shenik bara aruma achikoma. Af shenik bara aruma. Even if it's nik bara aruma, yoitza bekama lavush. Veloi shaymer letume chamura minola. Now the Gemara has a limud that by tume chamura there's no din shaymer letzarev to be mashlim asher zayis of nevela. In time, lomaliko, why do you need a posik to amiyut? The mizroyim lo yosi shekein to moson merubi, ke the porch besomoch. Can learn out from zroyim that there's a din shayma, because zroyim has a chayma over nevela. Yeshlem is halkadaitach liribuya mi ribuya di yitmo. Since it says Yitma, so I would think that Yitma's Marbe, that there's a din of Tzir. That's why I need a miyut b'nivloso. Vimtayma, the Omar b'peire kosho, anovim shenitmu. The Gemara says like this, you have grapes that were mekabel tume, deichon poches mekebeya, the kasava mashkin mitket pekidi, v'loi nitmu hamashkin im ha'oichu, v'amai loi nitmu benegiyes atume leklipo mishum shayma. Now let us just appreciate what Teisvus Kashe is. The Gemara has a shayla. If you have a grape, there's juice in the grape. The Gemara class a shayla is mashkin mifkit pkidi, which means it's an entity b'fnei atzma. You have a grape, which is oichel, and inside the grape there's cells of liquid, but it's not one entity with the grape. It's a different entity. That's mifkit pkidi. It's a pekodin in the grape. Or chiburi michpa. No, the liquid and the grape is one entity together with the grape. L'mayin afkemine, if a tomei touches the grape will become tomei. The tomei touched the grape, but he didn't touch the mashkin. The mashkin is inside. So if you learn mashkin chiburi michpa, it's one entity with the grape, so the mashkin became tomei. Finished. The grape is tomei. This is also tomei. If you learn that mashkin mifkit pkidi, so he touched the grape, he didn't touch the mashkin, and the Chassam Sofer is mavaya, that the mashkin is not mikabel tuma from the besar ha'onov, because that's a tuma blue, it's a tumas beis astorim, the mashkin is toy. So the Gemara says, over there, if you're mashkin mifkit pkidi, the mashkin are toy. Frek toisvis, but he touched the shomer of the mashkin. He touched the outside skin as a toima on the shomer of the mashkin also. So if he touched the shomer, we just said now that a shomer, if you touch a shomer, so it's maybe a satume. A shomer is a dinyat. Hashem is a dinyad, it's Tarufi also. But it's Zich as a dinyad lahavi as a tume. So if it's oi, so why is it mekabel tume? The Yishloim adain shem mashkem alim ad she yeitze luchuz. It only is a shem mashkem, it doesn't have a shem mashkem, ad she yeitze luchuz. So mele, that's why it is not mekabel tume, al yidei negiyas, Hashem.